okay. I remember what I was going to comment about the interface with the Azure. Yeah, the thing is, yeah, the ICOM uses the CIV line there, and they do have a voltage thing on the back of the PWR. If you notice, if you look at the schematic, it's a thing for switching bands via certain voltages, but that's designed for the antenna tuner, and it's just on the PWR, and it's got two jacks, as you know, and it's just all on that line. All it does is pass through. It doesn't do anything in the amp. So the only way to switch bands in the amp is with the CIV line. And then Yaesu uses a kind of a binary thing, ABCD, different combinations of ABCD indicate what band it's on. And I remember somebody did make a converter, somebody in Russia, I think, and I tried it. It did not work properly. It would not work properly with the PW1 for some reason. Oh, it wouldn't work because of that issue with the passing. It was using that line, but it was passing through, and I guess the guy who did it didn't realize that. And there used to be a device, it's kind of ham shack thing, I forgot what it was called, that had it, but the company's out of business, and I've never seen one of those units on the market. I would snap one up if I ever saw it.